السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the series on jinn and jadu. We now move further and discuss what is the Islamic belief with regards sihr, black magic, jadu. In short, its existence, its reality is established from the Quran and the Sunnah, and to deny it would be to deny verses of the Quran and authentic traditions of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which could lead to a person leaving the fold of Islam, because denying that which is in the Quran is denying a fundamental. Where in the Quran is reference made to black magic, sihr, jadu? In Surah Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Al-Falaq, Allah talks about وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, those who blow in knots, that is, you know, to do magic. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's story with the magicians is mentioned at length. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's incident with the two angels coming down and showing people how to do magic, but warning them that we are a test from Allah and don't commit kufr. So in the ahadith, we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself was a victim of black magic, and we'll discuss these stories in a bit more detail, inshallah, as we go along. Now, moving further, we talk about how does it work in reality? How do we explain it from an Islamic perspective? The scholars explain that Allah has created this world according to the cause and effect system. Things have a cause and that has an effect. For example, fire is a cause, and the effect of fire is that it will burn you. That's the system which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created in this world. Now, our belief as Muslims is this: the system exists, right? But it will only take effect, any cause will only take effect if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills for it to take effect. As an example, fire normally burns, right? But Allah did not want the fire to burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. A knife would usually cut, but Allah did not want for that knife to cut Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know the story, it's a famous story. So in essence, the Islamic belief is simple and clear. Sihr, black magic, jadu is a reality. It exists. We cannot deny it. It's established from the Quran. It's established from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How does it fit into the Islamic explanation of what happens in the world? It's a cause and it has an effect. What kind of a cause it is, we'll unpack as we continue, inshallah. But as Muslims, and this is the fundamental point, it can only take effect if Allah wants it to take effect. Remember the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that if the entire humanity, entire ummah, have to gather to try and benefit you, they can't benefit you except if Allah wills. And if the entire ummah and entire humanity has to gather to try and harm you, they can't harm you except if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills. So everything happens by the will of Allah. Whether someone tries to benefit you or someone tries to harm you, it will only take effect if it is by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that in essence is the Islamic position with regards to black magic, sorcery, jadu, sihr, whatever terminology we want to use. Now, inshallah, going forward, we'll talk about what the definition of sihr, black magic, and jadu is. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.